first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Olga Cassi's childhood has an Italian flavor.
To my parents, the 4th of July was the birthday of their chosen country. We celebrated Italian style by making ravioli. Papa made the filling first thing in the morning. His secret ingredients included a light sprinkling of pine nuts and raisins. Meanwhile, Mama piled a huge mound of flour on the kitchen table, scooped out a well in the center, and added eggs, olive oil, and salt to make the dough. The olive oil was Papa's very own, an award-winning extra virgin. Her strong arms that turned the dough into thin sheets of pasta came from working with him side by side, year after year. Like everything else they did, making ravioli was a joint venture. Papa spaced generous spoonfuls of the filling on the pasta, one row at a time, so it could be lapped over to form fat half moons. He used a thin cup to cut them one by one. He never used commercial ravioli cutters, even though he had several, because his handmade ravioli had much more filling. My sisters and I sealed the fluted edges by pressing firmly with the tines of a fork. We could hardly wait for dinner time when the ravioli were cooked and slathered with Mama's tomato sauce and served on a large platter. Ah, what taste those memories bring! No wonder I get the urge every 4th of July to hang one of Papa's ravioli cutters in our front yard, along with the American flag.
Olga Cassi is an author who spent her childhood summers in Santa Cruz. This program was produced by Matilda Rand.